welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only, Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, a.k.a. this show's frontman and main host. Not only does our road to four-state Comic-Con Hagerstown 2024 continue, it is also Lost Media Monday. And for those of you who just wandered into our little show, Lost Media, and if you don't know what Lost Media is and haven't heard the phrase before, Lost Media is pretty much any type of media that cannot be found anymore. I know there's a couple of YouTube videos that are no longer found because they were either taken off offline for one reason or another, due to probably YouTube's ever-changing community standards. I know Facebook tends to do the same thing. It could also mean that any type of other media you cannot find anymore, like TV shows, movies, books, radio shows, like old school Howard Stern or Don Imus, old radio programs from the 1950s, said movies, TV shows, radio, books, magazines, newspapers, and you know what? Even podcasts. Still, even though there's probably several thousands to several million podcasts out there that you could currently find, including the Totally Radical Cartoon Podcast, which Randy from Geek World Order once did a couple of years ago, which he hasn't put out a new episode, but you can still find his episodes. But a lot of podcasts, especially those from the pandemic, have gone the way of the dodo. They've did it for maybe a few weeks, lost interest, and shuttered everything. And you kind of lose that conversation, those interviews. I know that there's, take the podcast that we've been sharing over the past couple of weeks, Slacker and the Man. They've done over 300 episodes. I only have maybe about two dozen. I know there was one point they did an interview with Casper Van Dien. I don't have that episode. I wish I did. I would be sharing that interview with all of you, but I don't. I no longer have access to that episode. I don't have that episode in my archives to share with all of you. So that's lost media. That's lost stuff to the ether. Interviews, conversations that you can't hear no more. And if it wasn't for a few folks like us that have archived that stuff and willing to share that stuff with you, yeah, then the lost is no longer lost. Some of it is actually found. And in this episode, apparently a long time ago in the early days of the podcast, it's their episode 78, which means they were into their second year. Roughly, if there was their 52nd episode, that would have meant it would have been their 1 year anniversary. So this was going into their second year, starting their second year, maybe about 3 months into their, maybe 4 months into their second year. So, and they did a live episode, I think it was in a hotel room. So you have this weird conversation with not just the cast of the show, but other folks that were in the room. So what more can I say? But hey, George, hit the button, will ya?
We'll be right back with more of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Here we go. Coming to you live from a studio in Central Florida. It's a show that's not afraid to wallow in its own feces along with its listeners. Slacker and the Man. The Man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 78, take two. I'm, or you're...
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you,
sir? Fuck you. I haven't been here for 3 weeks. I know. I'm Slacker.
I'm the man, and we have a live studio audience tonight.
Yay!
And you'll
teach a bell. Fuck you.
You'll hear some familiar characters. We'll pass the mic around and get everybody introduced first off. First on the mic, who's holding it like a cock, like a good little boy.
Dude, I'm like 10 beers in.
He's calling the mic Barker.
All right. So we have Teacher Bill, this morose motherfucker right here.
Super Junior right here.
And that's Owen, right? I'm just making sure.
Yes,
okay, okay.
Fuck you.
So we have Teacher Bill, and then next you've heard him on a couple episodes of Slacker and the Man.
Fuck you. This is Time Lord. Fuck the man.
And we promoted his show, which is What the Four... What the Fenor Discordian Radio. We have...
I love how you make that like three syllables.
Yeah, it's well, it's my redneck ass. You know, as I'm sitting here in my very fine redneck sci-fried shirt. Only the finest of geek bands make a shirt without sleeves, so I don't have to go through the bother of cutting them off. Yeah, I mean, you know, it happens. But yes. Time Lord, how you doing, sir?
Yes.
It's 3 in the morning, and you're wearing sunglasses,
it's
sir.
It's 950,000 degrees hotter than 5 kittens fucking in a wool sock.
I'm sorry you're sweating under your breast, but we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, it's, ooh, we might have to move this bitch to mine.
And then next, we have part of our live stream. First time on Slacker and the Man, we have Humpback
so
Cowboy.
Humpback.
Wait. Brokeback Cowboy?
Brokeback
Cowboy. Anyone want
to Humpback or Brokeback?
Brokeback
Cowboy. God damn, did I say Humpback again?
You said Humpback.
This isn't Star Trek 4.
What can I say? He's a good-looking man. What
it's
you know?
Gay if you don't enjoy it.
That's right. And I, you know, I hate it. I keep finding myself in these situations.
Then why
know,
do you swallow?
The time I was in jail, does it count? Hey, hey, like I tell everybody, I'm not gay. My boyfriend is.
And of course, Cowboy, you're here representing who?
I'm representing the Wolfpack Elite.
And I am proud to say that Slacker and the Man are now friends with the Wolfpack. So all you fuckers that emailed me over the last few months that wanted to know why Slacker and the Man aren't doing anything with the Wolfpack when we go to the same conventions, I can say now, after speaking to Cowboy and various other Wolfpack members, we have rectified the situation.
Ice cream!
Now we know who the boyfriend is.
Yeah, well.
Rectified.
And then next on the mic, we have... And I've got to say something to make her laugh because she has the finest of Eddie Murphy laughs. Come on, give us a little bit of the Eddie Murphy laugh. I'll tell you a joke. Will that work?
It's not the same. It's not the same if it doesn't come naturally. Then I would just.
Well, see, I'll tell you.
Pig raping Elmer
Fudd. Dude,
that's
George Carlin.
Funny. That's
stupid. Okay, let me think of a joke. Let me think of. Okay, I got something perfect to make you laugh.
Naked.
Yeah, that's what I was. Actually, that's exactly what I was going. I was going to say.
Not funny, just disturbing.
At some point during the episode, you will hear, and this is, of course,
wow,
the very beautiful Leanne. And she.
Hippie's wife.
We yeah, it, it, well, on this show, he's Burton Stormtrooper.
We have to stop. We have to try to
whoa, we're getting naked pictures in a
that's
in a text.
That's
cowboy bitch. That is vagtastic. My wife's not here.
Did somebody just say that's vagtastic?
I did.
And, of course, let's see. Let's pass. Who wants the mic next? Who's next? We have, you heard him last episode. This is the very talented and the finest of moobs we have, Autobot Jazz. How you doing, sir?
Noobs or boobs?
Moobs. Moobs or man boobs? They got really quiet in here. Oh, well, yeah, you know, whatever. But, yeah, we have Autobot Jazz. How you doing this evening, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Like you said, you guys just heard me last week because I had to bail out the Slacker.
Yeah, Slacker was a bitch last week. And
God forbid I finally got a fucking job.
Yeah, right? You had to fucking start working and shit, dude. How dare you? But, okay, so we have Randy. Now, next, who wants the mic next? And hey, this is your...
Please tell me this shit.
We're still recording, so we're good.
Again, it would not be a Slack in the Man episode if the fucking mixing board didn't hit the ground.
And just so everybody that's here knows, and everybody listening, what happened was the mixing board and the microphones all just got drug off the table. And it happens once an episode. Normally we're at Slacker's apartment and his cat runs by and catches
or
the door. Or Webmaster Jim, or as I like to call him, Hard Gay. Ma'am, this is your first time on the show. Who are you and who do you represent?
I'm Sandra with the Palm Coast Busters.
And you're also known as?
Cad Monkey or Snants or the Pink
Ghostbusters. I was thinking Pink Ghostbusters, pink what I was looking for. Okay.
Yes.
But, yeah, we have the Pink Ghostbuster here tonight with the Palm Coast Ghostbusters. Okay, next on the mic we have, who wants it next?
This guy.
Some gay kid.
Yeah. Yeah, as we're fighting with cords so we don't knock shit over again.
Is that Rick Schroeder from fucking Silver Spoons?
I don't push back.
Hey, Ricky.
This is Kennison. I'm also with the Wolfpack Elite.
Right, excuse you, what's the last name again?
Kennison.
I thought you said Ken
Senna. Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, wait, no. That was fucking, what's his
Kennison.
Name?
Kennison.
No, I was thinking of Hickory Dickory Dog. Like what's his
Andrew
name?
Dice Clay, you
that's
asshole.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
No, not Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, I was thinking of, Kennison. You know, Hickory Dickory Dog. Bucker has a small cock. I was thinking of him.
There's nothing small about it.
And who are you representing tonight, sir?
I'm sorry with the Wolf Pack Elite.
And he's also my bitch, too.
Oh, also the sci-fi photographer.
He's my photo
bitch. Since they went official with their CDs, I should be getting a paycheck.
Yeah, I agree.
I got you.
Absolutely. And then also, this is the next on the mic. This is his second time on the show. First time on an actual recording of the show. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I'm Ben Bonds, or Bond, whatever.
Yeah, this is the owner of the Swiss Ecto truck that you see at the various Ghostbuster events. Now, Bonds, you made that truck yourself, correct? Not the truck, but you ectoed it out yourself, right?
I did.
We're not doing a Johnny Cash song here, so you didn't build it one part at a time.
Yeah, I
make
the car.
But okay.
Holy shit, that's the first time in like 2 days that he's gotten through a whole question without going, wait, what was the question?
Oh my god, I've said that once today.
Yeah. Okay. And next on the mic, you've heard him on a couple different episodes. We have one of my favorite fans of all time. Now with 90% less hair because he shaved his pubes, we have.
But hey, Slacker the Man, Bert the Stormtrooper.
Yes, sir. Bert the Stormtrooper.
Now with 90% less hair.
Yeah, everybody. That's it. Seems to be the common theme when Bert's on the show. Let's do it. Say your name again.
Hey, Slacker Man,
Bert
the Stormtrooper.
And then everybody goes, hey, Bert the Stormtrooper!
Hey, how do you...
So, Bert, did you hit the con today, sir?
Yes, sir. I was there with the Palm Coast Ghostbusters.
So, I know you're a man of many costumes. What were you rocking today, sir?
Today I was, like I just said, a Ghostbuster.
You said you were with the Palm Coast Ghostbusters.
I was with the Palm Coast Ghostbusters, so I dressed up as the fucking greatest American hero.
Well, you never know. You could have met with the Palm Coast Ghostbusters in like a carnal sense. You never know.
But I got to tell you what, when I saw that land speeder that the 501st brought in,
that was awesome.
Pissed off I brought the Ghostbusters, so all we got was a fucking Chevy.
And I didn't realize... Well, see, I didn't realize until I was reading the sign next to it that Land Cruiser actually, it works. Exactly. That thing's got like a top speed of like 25 miles an hour
It was built on a Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so next on the mic, we haven't heard from him since I did the prank phone call that's got him exercised from the Ghostbusters
for being a racist.
Let's reenact the pizza.
We have Barker the Racist Ghostbuster. How's it doing, sir?
You're fired, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, I am the racist Ghostbuster ever since I got banned from the boards because of my man.
Now, don't call me your man. That's weird. Now, let me ask you a question.
You're every man's man.
If I need a light cap, right, can I get it in black?
You certainly cannot, bitch. You cannot get it in black. I am racist.
Wow. All right, now
I'm really not though. I want to put that on there.
Too late.
Now, next on the mic we have somebody who's Peanut Gallery.
Yo, hey, Peanut Gallery, sure.
Thank you, Teacher Bill.
Pizza's here.
Pizza. Oh wait, it's just Bonds.
It's another dyke lesbian.
He looks like a dyke Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, Bonds, how you doing?
Yeah, she brought us pecoroni.
Okay, you just heard a great joke from somebody who's a first time on the show.
Yes, I am a virgin to this show, and I'm ready to get my
cherry. Yeah, we're popping your podcast cherry now, sir. So introduce yourself.
That's what your mom told me.
So introduce yourself and tell us who you represent.
That
sir.
Is the police!
Fuck the police! I am Scott. I am also known as Speed Monkey.
He's also known as a homosexual.
Did you, hold on. You're Scott, also known as Spick Monkey? Is that what you said?
As opposed to Swallow Monkey, no. I am Speed Monkey, also the husband of the Pink Ghostbuster and very fond of the color pink.
And vice president of NAMBLA.
And I'm representing the Palm Coast Ghostbusters and the Wolfpack League, so I'm kind of a whore to the comics.
Absolutely, sir. We're very proud to have you here on the show, sir. Okay, now, we also have next on the mic, we have somebody, you know, we promoted the hell out of it. Last night we had and I'll put some pictures up. Or they're probably up.
Which
by the time
you need the pictures because you don't remember shit.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. We had the Slacker and the Man party at the Ale House last night, and I got to know this gentleman very well from the awesome, awesome geek band Sci-Fried. We have Mr. Chuck,
aka Chuck Khan, as I go by on the Wolfpack.
Yes, Chuck Khan.
Yes, Sci-Fried is a
what is it?
Yeah, what is Sci-Fried? Tell her, listen, I mentioned it last episode, but I didn't go into great detail. Anybody who's wondering, you know, I said it was a geek rock band, but for our listeners that don't know, who is Sci-Fried?
Sci-Fried is that, a geek rock band. We do rock songs, originals, and parodies with a sci-fi theme, which seems to fit perfect.
With this show, it does.
Yes, we have songs about Stargate, Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica.
Lots of other shows. Starman.
Yeah, and I've got to say, man, my favorite song you guys have, and you have a video. If you look at, those of you listening at home, which I don't know where the fuck else you'd be listening at, if you look up a song called TNG, it's a parody of AC/DC's TNT. That is an absolutely amazing song and video, sir. I love that.
Thank you. And the video was shot at our friend's house, and they're huge Star Trek fans.
Yeah.
And everything,
the Cowboys in it.
Everything in their house.
Are you in that video, Cowboy?
Yeah, please. He is the Uber nerd in the video.
Oh, you're the glasses. You got the glasses. Oh, I got you now. Okay.
We took the allegedly hot guy and made him the Uber nerd. Well, he is an Uber nerd anyway, so it seemed to fit perfect.
That's
Parker,
awesome.
What would you say? Is he hot or not?
Hot or not.
Man, I have to pass that torch to you, Mr. I don't know what they call you.
Well, he's
radio.
The one sitting next
would
to
you. Would you fuck me?
On the radio, sir. On the radio, sir.
Would
be
the
charm. Yeah, I was fixing to say, are we fixing to have a
fuck me?
Are we fixing to have
if
a
I was Parker, I would fuck you.
And if I was Parker, I'd let you fuck me.
Now.
And if I was Montoya, I wouldn't be Mexican anymore.
Now, I'll say we have an interesting story from last night. I'm going to get someone who was
many.
Sober that was there to relay the whole story.
Yeah. He's seen me, like, gross to shit. That, like, I don't get...
Now, Time Lord, I want you to come over here on the good mic, and I want you to tell me, start from the beginning, and last night was the Slacker and a Man party at the Ale House. The man might have had a drink or 50, and...
what was that fruity drink he was having?
It was a Singapore sling.
What was it, the Sling Blade, what?
Singapore Sling?
It was good, it was frou-frou drink, but it was good, it was very good. Well, let me start something... Something I don't know if Time Lord knows. I left.
I didn't drink it. You drank it.
I drank several of them and gobbled them down.
I started out. The man started out yesterday about 2 hours from Orlando. I started drinking Coors Light when I left. So I drank. I had by the time we got.
So you were drinking and driving.
Yes.
How many police officers were in the room?
Just one.
Right now, just one. But I had by the time we got to Ale House, I had a good 15 beers in me. Okay.
And some semen.
Four real beers.
Don't get me wrong. I can drink. If I'm just drinking beer, I can drink beer all night and be fine. Now, once I start mixing in Monster and Red Bull, or not Monster and Red Bull, goddamn. Once I start mixing in Monster and Vodka and Sling Blade Slings and the tequila shots I was doing, and, our good buddy Bonds made me do some vodka shots, and... Yeah, you did. But from the time that I, because see, things start getting a little fuzzy for me around Ale House. So Time Lord,
did you say
if
Anal House?
Yes,
Anal
I did.
House.
That was later.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Which one? Anyway, if you want to come get on the good mic, Time Lord, and fill us in on that story. Yeah.
Well, I haven't done a show in Horseman September. Because I can't, my fat ass doesn't want to stand up.
You don't want to hear
sit in his lap. Sit in his lap. Just sit in his lap.
Hey, it's Pina Colada 30.
Penis Colada!
Yay! If you like Penis Colada,
your name is Barker.
Getting sand up your dick.
I got to defend my boy here, Barker, man. Last night, I couldn't pull my girl off of him. I don't know about this situation, but I saw ladies everywhere last night.
I think they're all jealous. Yeah, speaking of ladies.
Women always go for gay men anyway.
They don't got that spirit.
Yeah, they feel safe with Barker.
By any chance, were these women delivering Domino's pizza?
Okay, so 30-15. Time Lord,
take us back to about the time things started getting fuzzy for the man, which was about on beer number 23. Dude,
is that before or after you were trying to, like, hook up with Elaine?
This was before.
Her name wasn't Elaine, but
that's
okay.
That's what we're going to call her, is Elaine.
That's what we're going to call
start
her.
Start from before, right what? Before Elaine. Right Dude. Before Elaine. Right before I started getting
well,
absolutely
really,
stupid.
Well, there really wasn't anything.
Okay, so
I mean, other than the Ghostbusters, like, took over the alehouse.
Yeah, we did take over alehouse.
Dude,
and,
time fuck, whatever we call you.
Holy shit, time fuck.
Don't tell the last parts, because I want to, because they're hilarious.
Which last parts?
The last three parts when we were exiting the building.
Well, that's pretty much what we're going to start, right?
Yeah, and then
as we're leaving Ale House.
And then do you want me to continue up to including the point of the young boy in the elevator?
Yeah, we'll stop. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's start.
Because I think you really need to.
Let's start from the time we left Ale House.
This isn't a podcast. It's an intervention.
Let's start from the time we left Ale House, and we'll end when I walked in the door to my room. Yeah, we gotta end there, sir.
Man.
Why are we cutting off the part where you and Barker made sweet, sweet love?
Because that much was a given.
Yeah, he's embarrassed of me.
That happens at every con.
Time Freud. Let me.
Time Freud?
Time fraud.
Time fraud.
Let me say this. I want to say the last three parts because
that I smell wonderful. Yeah, you've told me this multiple times.
That would actually be the first three parts, Mr. Barker. Well, use this if you're going to talk for an extended.
Use the ass microphone.
Barker, give me the goddamn microphone.
You got a mouth big enough for that, don't you?
Barker's going to tell us more about the Time Lord's big part.
Hi-yo!
Alright.
Holy shit, that was loud.
The gay.
Yes!
Alright, so.
It sounds so great on the microphone.
The gay.
So we're leaving Ale House at this point, right? Time Lord.
No, we haven't, because we've got to get to the. And we're leaving, because of the conversation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So anyway, the Elaine story.
The Elaine, and she did kind of look like Elaine, except for...
No, she did not.
She was okay looking. Her boobs were kind of sagging.
She just had no boobs.
But other than that, she looked kind of like... I think it was the curly hair in the glasses.
There's always attention to detail.
Well, it was kind of like one of those just put a flag on her face, do it for her country kind of things.
Yeah, I totally would. And I was drunk enough last night, I would have hit it.
Well, you know. I know which segues into... Right before we left the Ale House to begin an evening of frolicking fun...
With Time Lord and the man.
And Squishy.
What happened?
Because she was around... She was around with the whole bullshits. Anyway, so... I didn't know if we were leaving or not, so I had driven the man. I was very careful to choose my words and say... I was very careful to say that you didn't ride me or ride with... Or none of that. No riding. It was involved.
But Barker, of course, is still going to throw a gay joke in there because that's where his mind stays, is in the anal gutter.
So anyway, the man's like, hold on just a second. Let me see what's going on with this. Now, he's been chatting this young lady up.
For like two minutes.
I say young lady, and I mean that when I say... So anyway, we're going to... So he looks at me and he says, all right, let me see what's going on here. So I wait there, and he comes back over, and what I hear is, all right, let's go. And he chugs like a whole whatever drink.
It was Monster and Monster and vodka.
And
all over his face.
Yes.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I chugged it. I chugged it. That's what you're supposed to do.
She was a nice girl.
Now, see,
she was a.
See what? What happened was. What happened was. That.
as we're walking out, I was like, so what was all that about? And the man goes, I just very politely went over and said, so you're going to need to tell me what's going on. Am I getting laid tonight or what? And she said, not tonight. And he's like, let's go. So on the way out.
And I told Time Lord this as she's standing right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
But the funniest part was that he had, like, no fucking depth perception. He was, like, right up in her face.
And he's like, so anyway, this bit, you know, and it was a brilliant piece of strategy on your side, sir.
God, yes, sir.
So we're walking out.
Hold on, this is the part Barker will.
No, the waitress. You forgot about the little waitress where you were like, damn, she's got a nice, hey, you have a nice ass, turn around. I want to show Time Lord. You got a... So the girl kind of does sort of have the look like the pizza dyke had. And so it was a very terrified, you know, deer in headlights kind of look. So.
Shit. And I'll say, and those of you who have listened long enough have known that the episodes of Man and Drunk, goddamn, has done absolutely wrong. When I get drunk, I say the first thing that pops into my mind. There's no,
yes, sir, you do.
When I'm drunk, there's no filter between my cerebral cortex and my mouth. It just all comes
out. That's a big word for you.
That would be your medulla oblongata, sir.
Yes, that's what makes alligators smile.
So anyway, we're leaving. And I'll let you tell the last two, because...
Dude, there's like three, okay. So
while we're still in the alehouse, because there's more to come.
Jesus.
The gay.
There's the word of the day.
The gay.
All right, the word of the wind. All right, so we're leaving the alehouse, and we get like to the door. This huge lady. This is really obese lady.
Wait, let me. Her measurements were 65, 89, 65, and the other ankle was too.
The man's like leading the pack, and he's like, there's like four of us behind him, and he just looks at this lady and he's like, whoa, she is huge. Captain, there be whales here. This lady just looks at him, and he's like, she's like, I don't know if it's he or her, but she was like, oh my god, I can't believe he just said that. So then we go to like...
He actually said, fuck her, I'm not going to see this bitch again.
That's true. That's
and now our special guest, Avito.
And then we pass the host desk, and there's this dude there with a goatee. And the man's like, hey man, thank you for the night. Hope that goatee works out for you, chief. And I thought I died laughing then. I thought it couldn't get any better. And then we walk outside, and everybody walks out in front of the man. And the man's like a gentleman, and he holds the door for everybody. And this couple comes in. And they're kind of ugly. They really are. They're pretty ugly.
Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, I'm just shooting
kind
shit.
Of ugly.
But they walk in the door, and the man holds the door, and he's like, hey, you two have a great night. They pissed in the beer. And I just
Now, if you were under the impression that things could not get any better, you are sadly, sadly mistaken.
The night has just started.
It's
at this
just
point.
Started at this point. So we get out to my vehicle, and
I can't stop.
So the man realizes that he needed to urinate.
In the room.
So the man whips his penis out and begins to urinate on the side of my vehicle. Right as a car of young ladies walks by, and he's holding his penis in one hand, a beer still in the other, the one that was sitting in the floorboard, and he goes, yes, you're looking at my penis, I'm peeing, slagging the man. So at this point... So at this point, we're getting ready to go to several different people's hotels on the stop to Barker's. So the man and I go to the 7-Eleven because I was out of cigarettes, so was he, and we needed more provisions. So as we're walking in, and let me say for the record, if those of you who have heard my show, I am racist apparently.
Nobody hears your
so show. That's true. All three people. But the difference between Barker and I is he was blamed for something that I probably should have done.
What did I do?
Called somebody a nigger, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I did?
Or, no, the racist
He's
thing.
He's talking about the prank phone calls.
Yeah, the prank phone call.
Yeah.
Which is something I would have done, because we say nigger, Jew, kike, spit, wop, dago, greaser, all on my show all the time. But anyway, so we get to the 7-Eleven.
These are your guys, right?
Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah, I didn't know the 7-Eleven was that fucking interesting. So we get to the 7-Eleven, and the man and I
keep,
are...
Just so everybody knows what's going on, we keep having Wolfpack and 501st guys walk in.
I hope.
It's a drunken man story.
Oh, yeah, there's more to come.
Oh,
no pun intended. So anyway, so we get to... So we get to the 7-Eleven, we come out of the vehicle, and there is a young man of color who is approaching the door about the same time we are. So the man opens the door, and he says...
Oh! That was exactly what he said.
Meanwhile...
That was the man.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
So anyway, he opens up the door. He's like, come on in, my nigger brother.
No!
You can't say that word on TV!
I can. I'm a racist. So that wasn't bad enough. That was it. Then we go to the hotel. My hotel. So we're standing... So we're standing.
Can somebody describe the odor that he just perpetrated?
So we're standing in the in the elevator, and there's this young Hispanic guy that shows up.
When he says young Hispanic guy, this kid is literally like 8 years old. By his
and
1 o'clock in the morning, 8 year old.
And you smoking in the elevator?
Yeah.
So we're standing there, and it's this weird quiet moment. And the man just looks at this child and says, you ever kiss a girl in the mouth? And he looks, and he's like, and I have to give the child credit, because he did fire back really quick with, what, is that what you're planning on doing tonight? So the conversation, I mean, it was kind of, you know, whatever, and the door opens up, and the man's like, you too, you have a good spick night. So fast forward, we're going to see Barker now.
Yes.
We get to Barker's hotel, which I've never been to a communist hotel before. But they actually had Checkpoint Charlie at the edge of his hotel with a very large, dark man of African descent. And so, who looks at me and says, yes. And I said, it's like, we're here to see our buddy. He's got a hotel. Well, room, please. And I said, room, you know, 800 and whatever. And he's like, what's your name? And the man goes, Smith. So then the darkie takes my license tag. He's got a clipboard, and Sambo walks around the car, and he looks back, he's like, what's the other name? And the man goes, Griffin. So we travel, and this hotel is like the most, it looks like something that you would see, like, in, not even...
Psycho.
No, it was like Czechoslovakia. I mean, it was...
Shit, I love that hotel.
It was because the hallways were, like, creepy, and I expected some guy with a thing to anal violate me. So anyway, the man the whole time's got, like, two beers. He's so drunk at this point that he actually says, hey, Time Lord, can you hold my beer while I light my cigarette? So I'm holding it, lights a cigarette. He finishes this beer, opens up another one. At this point, we're like on the fifth or sixth floor.
Whatever.
And he does like, he takes a Nazi hand grenade out of the beer and just chucks it into the courtyard. Where are we here?
So
we go inside and we're hanging out and whatever. And Barker's asleep. Bonds opens the door and we're like, hey, well, I'm like, hey, Barker, Griff, nigger, and he actually wakes up and turns around. So anyway, we're hanging out and whatever. We go back out on the patio. The man is still drinking and chugging beers across the courtyard, which is all befitting the Soviet hotel that you know, Barker was saying it.
It had a very Red Square feel to it.
Yes, it did. It was very fucking...
Should I have drank my whole beer over that place?
What'd you say?
I threw up pretty much.
Oh, what, after we left?
I remember the beer. You were pretty drunk too, sir.
So after we leave Barker's place, we bring the man back to his hotel for and that was the part of the show we had to excise.
I'll give the listener one little insight as to what happened when I got back to my hotel room. I walked in, realized what was going on, there was somebody asleep in my bed. I kicked the corner of my bed, and according to this person, my exact quote was, "Bitch, wake up and get naked."
So at this point, we've
how did he respond?
But it didn't happen. prior to that,
the little, man jerked off in the bathroom.
No, we the man's hotel had, like, apparently the communists had talked to the hotel that the man was staying in. So there was this chain barricade with a concrete dildo in the ground.
I forgot about this part.
The man, he's like, "Oh, fuck it, I'll get out of here. I don't need any help from anybody." And I was like, "You sure? Because it's 5 seconds right there in my truck. And I can tell..." No, fuck it. It's like a man. No, fuck. So he gets out of the car, finishes the beer he had, throws it across the street. Does this weird Joe Namath kind of dance. And he's he looks at Squishy and he's like, "You know what? You're good with the Time Lord here, because he's good people and he won't try to fuck you in the ass." Little did she know. So he walks out and he's like, "And I'm like a brother to you, but, you know, I'd fuck you too." So at this point he goes and he sees the barricade. Lou Ferrigno style picks the chain up. Bill Bixby eyes. So he picks this chain up and literally de-cements the thing from the ground, throws it over his shoulder up into the air, very Herculean like, and goes, "Fuck all you bitches! Slacker to man! Slacker to man! And hotmail.com! Slacker to man!" Whereupon Squishy and I looked at each other and went, "To the Batcave."
It was time to get the fuck out of
it. It was time. I was like, "And I love the man." And so.
Well, now, you did miss the part where, according to you and Squishy, where I was riding down I Drive yelling out the window.
Yes, you were like, "Hey, Nick Nog, hey!" No, I'm sorry, Nick Nog was mine. Because you almost spit your beer all over my windshield. You were like, "Did you just say Nick Nog?" I've got tons of them. It's a derogatory epithet for black people.
It's like
Nickers and eggnog. Oh, wow. All right, so now I'm taking off all the slack from Barker. Please direct all of your hate mail to RadioWTF@yahoo.com. What the Fnord Discordian Radio to return this September, well, except for the niggers and Jews. And then, because you, if you're going, "Ooh, ooh," you've obviously not listened to our show. And we are right at...
The funniest part about the show, and for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, a couple episodes back, I forget what number it was, but the name of the episode was Frank from the Ghostbusters. And Barker photographed on some fellow Ghostbusters on board.
Can I go smoke now?
No!
Yes, you can.
Am I done?
Give me my seat back. All
right. I don't want to give you your seat back because there's fucking AC and I'm a fat bastard.
You sure are, sir.
Man, I'm going to host the show.
Yes, but the other night you said you liked it fat when I, like, rub it just all on your mouth.
Hello!
Because you like the sweaty buttock cleavage. I mean, that's what you said.
That's why I tried with Squishy.
Oh! No, actually, as I recall, sir, no, you didn't, because she kicked you out.
Oh!
So let me just say, game, set, match, goodbye. But you know, I love you in a very homosexual kind of way.
Good,
see, you are a racist. You're fucking Nazi.
Mic,
you just had.
It's all good, buddy.
The man wants his seat back.
I actually really want to.
What the Fnord Discord? Get ready.
I'm
talking to me.
I'm in charge now. Fuck
what
this
the shit?
What the fuck is going on?
We run a very professional operation here, as you can tell. But yeah, check out Time Lord. You got a little taste of what he's all about. Check out Time Lord, his show. Yeah, if you go to our MySpace, which is myspace.com/slackerinaman, what the Fenora Discordian Radio.
Oh god damn, I lost my seat. Okay.
As is, and of course we have a representative here. As is, Cyfried is now on our top friends list on our MySpace. We have Chuck representing my Cyfried.
That guy's Chuck.
And
I
you
do have Hobbit. Fuck you guys.
And you all. Oh, dude, he's got
just
nothing
so
on me.
That Bart still hasn't cleared the room.
No, they're making fun of Teacher Bill's hairy feet.
That's your fucking.
That was your fart, dude.
You got STD from whatever the fuck your name is.
I can beat his hairy feet. Are y'all ready? You want to see Hobbit toes? Are you ready?
It's a Hobbit foot competition. Oh! We have Frodo over here hosting this.
Yeah, where's our camera at? Where's our camera?
Gotta get a picture.
And what you don't know is the man got an STD from some fucking.
I got a spider bite at some point during the night. Did you know that, Slacker? At some point during the night, a spider.
Dead battery, you fucking suck.
Yeah, at some point, as the listeners here can see and can attest to, I also got a.
Oh, no, that's a herpes.
At some point during my drunken adventures last night, I either got bit by a spider.
Are you toe fucking?
Or I had my foot in someone doing circles, one or the other. But anyway,
head air mixing.
Anyway,
that would be Korean gonorrhea.
Korean gonorrhea.
What the fuck is Korean gonorrhea?
Now, and that's what I was going to say. Autobot dads, I'm interested to know.
I'm just making stuff up.
I'm interested to know how you know what Korean gonorrhea is. It sounds like somebody spent some time in the chink quarter. Is what it sounds like.
I just make random stuff up all the time.
Is being a transformer kind of lonely, sir?
He's got version.
You know, during post production, I'm playing the soap opera Lonely Music right now, right? Now that we've got the mics going and we've got the drunk man stories out of the way, yeah, everybody wants to make fun of the man because he was drunk. Whatever.
Yeah, that's okay,
it's all an exaggeration.
Next time you gotta tell me not to leave so early.
Yeah, you missed all the fun, Chuck.
I didn't have his fucking beer.
I had steady pussy waiting for me back home, so I had to vacate.
Well, see, that's the funny part. So did I.
Teacher Bill had about 22 of those before the show even started.
Teacher Bill is still trying to kill his hiccups, by the way.
Yeah. Well, those are called the man boob hiccups.
Future Bill looks like a lesbian Jeff Porkins.
Now, see, that was something before we started recording.
You're confusing me with Nixon's mom.
We all tried to say that, and my name's the man fucker.
Whatever the fucking man whore.
We all decided that Teacher Bill would make a porfic.
Porfic.
Porkins. And he would make a perfect Jack Porkins.
They're all fucking.
And the funniest part is, y'all are gonna hear their sound effects. When the sound effects that y'all are hearing, the funny part is, with the live studio audience, the only people with headphones on are Slacker and I.
We're going fucking deaf.
It's very loud for us. But Bert has our remote mic, and he keeps, every time we're telling a story, the sound effects you're hearing is Bert doing them in the microphone. And
I think my hiccups are gone.
The funniest part is, the only two hearing them are Slacker and myself. No, but the guys telling the story are not hearing those fucking sound effects, and it's hilarious. But anyway, the audience will hear them.
I have important news. I think I got rid of my hiccups.
No way.
No shit. I thought you were going to say you were straight now.
The itching has subsided. Beer fixes hiccups.
Does it fix your being gay?
That's Jess Barker on that one.
What are you, fat men crying in a beer? What's up?
Now, Slacker, you noticed something. You pointed something out to me, and I had to go check it out for myself. We've been at a mini MegaCon all day today. right?
Oh, yeah, why couldn't they just call it?
You pointed out to me that Charisma Carpenter doesn't necessarily look as good as she does on the TV.
She's like fucking the other girl.
Yeah, I went and looked at her after you said that. You know, I stared at her like a fucking freak show. Yeah, well, no, I'd still hit it. I'd still pinch her purple nipples, but that's not the point. The point is, dude, she does not look near as good as she does on TV.
Dude, if it has a vagina or a penis, you'll hit it.
No, the vagina is really the deciding factor there.
It's breathing.
Which, speaking of which, did you guys see... Did y'all see the video of Lady Gaga where it actually proves she has a penis now?
She has a weenus.
What?
She is a
Yeah.
Lady Gaga has a man, baby.
Hey,
it's a man.
There's a video of Lady Gaga getting off a scooter on stage, and you can actually see her wiener under her skirt.
She's playing machines about a poker face.
Yeah, right?
She adjusts herself just like a guy, she grabs it and she jumps,
and you see a cop go boom.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Cowboy with poker face.
Hey, she's claiming she's a rapper.
I got something I forgot to announce at the beginning of the show. I meant to announce this at the beginning of the show. We actually have a new feature here on Slacker and a Man. We actually have a Slacker and a Man phone now. A phone dedicated to Slacker and the Man. If you call this phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can leave a message or one of the various characters.
God damn it!
Teacher Bill, hush.
There's a beautiful lady. I'm not going to push her out of my way.
Smells like foot.
Anyway, you can call this phone. I've lost control of my live studio. By the way. We have a new feature on the Slacker and the Man show. We have a Slacker and the Man phone now. You can call this phone 24 hours, 7 days a week. Somebody will answer the phone. We'll talk to you.
904-501-3059.
If we don't answer the phone, leave a message and we'll talk to you. The phone number for this is, and we'll start promoting it in further future shows, the phone number is 727-709-5576. So if you want to talk to Slacker and the Man, call 727-709-5576. And like I said, any of us, it may be anybody from Barker to Slacker to the Man. If you call that number, which like I said, the number is 727-709-5576.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't hear that number again. What was
number
that number?
727-709-5576.
5576.
And it's Spanish. And it works better.
But wait, for those of you...
Siete, dos, siete.
727.
Siete, dos, siete.
709-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5 6 in the morning. Because honestly...
California time, right?
California, yeah, yeah, yeah. California because time. Honestly, the man's the one that's going to have it the most, and that's when I'll answer it because I work at night. So if you'll call 727-709-5576...
You can even call it at 5 o'clock in the morning because he's up. I mean,
yeah, yeah, I'm usually up at that time. So call. If we don't answer, leave us a voicemail. You know, if we answer, like I said, it'd be one of the people from the show, you know. If it's somebody retarded like Barker that answers, he's going to pretend he doesn't know what's going on.
When you answer, just make sure it's a game.
Now, make sure to feel free to leave Craigslist ads offering like a free week.
That would be hilarious. Anybody
that calls that number. And hopefully somebody will be able to call that number while the show is being recorded.
That's actually a good bit for a show. If you as a listener want to do us a favor, leave a Craigslist ad with that number in the ad for, you know, like free sex from a man for 20 roses or something like that.
While wearing a Ghostbuster costume.
Yeah, while wearing a Ghostbuster costume. Say you're
sex with a proton pack. Sex.
Say you know, anything you want to do, you know, that number, what, Bert, can you give us that number again?
Once again, that number is 7-2-7-7-0-9-5-5-7-6. Have you ever noticed that, like, Spanish radio DJs, they speak this really fast-paced Spanish until they get to the English, and then it's perfect English?
Yeah, right.
Este programa es oficial por Burger King. What the fuck? Where did that accent come from?
I'll tell you one time, and it's funny, something, you know, along your lines. I had a guy translating for me one time, right? And he was translating for me, and it cracked me up. Because because what he said was he was going on, and then he got to the words Orange Avenue. Orange Avenue.
Orange Avenue.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Y después que todo está en Orange Avenue, vas a llegar al hotel Hilton. Está al lado de Sheraton.
But like I said, call us on our new Slacker the Man cell phone. The number for the Slacker the Man cell phone, for anyone wondering, is 727-709-5576. If you'll call us on that number. Yes, we have a new... Hey, Barker, did you know we have a Slacker the Man cell phone now? Our listeners can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Why would they want to?
Because it's awesome. Hey, will you call us and leave us a voicemail? I'll tell you the number right now. Maybe. Are you ready?
You want to leave me a voicemail?
Yeah, our number is 7... Hold on. You call us and leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show.
I can't do it right now.
You got to go back and listen to the show.
I'll give you mine. I'll give you mine. Okay, give me your
just
phone.
Just listen. Right. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it the police?
It's the police.
Pizza.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay,
we're almost done. We're almost done.
It's a good radio show.
Yeah, it's an awesome radio. Hey, do you want to be on the show?
Somebody put the pants back on the couch.
All right, man, we'll keep it down. We're almost done. Okay, so Barker, you got to call it. Hey, everybody, keep it down. Barker, you got to call and leave us a voicemail, sir.
Right now.
Okay, right. Not right now, but later. Our voicemail, sir, is 727-709-5576. Yeah, 727. It's an online number, dude. We got it online. That's the reason we can take it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, 727-709-5576.
I will never remember.
But you'll call it. You'll go back and listen to the episode and call us,
you'll never
right?
remember it.
Just tell him to say, I'm
for Snicker. Okay. Okay. Well, since we're getting nasty grounds from hotel security
name,
the dude that looked like Rafiki from hotel security,
some
mullet-looking
motherfucker,
tell
him to shut the fuck up. Oh,
Mike. Oh, dude, you missed it, man. Okay, so since
Puerto Rican, he's done. Fuck him.
Since we, does anybody have any last part?
Wow.
Meanwhile, back with you for being funny.
This is why you will never get a microphone.
Yeah. Okay, does anybody have anything to add before the end of the show? Anybody
want to get a
closer
Barker.
I think
Teacher Bill has something to say.
Okay.
Is he going to hiccup again?
I'm fucking drunk as shit.
No.
Thank you for sharing.
Hey, tell us something.
What's your cell phone number?
This is what's wrong with the education system.
Yeah, Griff, tell us your cell phone number on the air. No, why not?
Drunken person.
What the fuck? Hold on. Teacher Bill's not paying attention.
Is that his phone?
Okay, now if I can direct everyone's attention to the window. Oh, crikey! There's a flock of ducks and geese landing in the parking lot as we speak. And then
Slacker the Man, let's get a cigarette.
Oh, God!
Does everybody remember that scene in Forrest Gump when Sally Fields gets fucked by the school teacher?
Yeah. What's the MySpace?
Okay,
and everybody, don't forget, we have a very special guest. We have Chuck from SciFried, who has now become the official geek rock band of Slacker and the Man podcast.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
If you want to hear
Which
some
Slacker
awesome music,
and the Man will be coming up in the
If you
want to
hear
future,
awesome music,
yes.
you want to go to myspace.com.
Yes, Slacker and the Man. We're actually working in conjunction with SciFried now with some songs, so we'll actually be working closely with them in the future.
The Idea Man.
Yes, I'm going to be a concept man.
Instead of the Man, maybe you could be the
Idea Man. There we go. But SciFried, if you'll go to our top friends list, which we're myspace.com/slash. Slacker and a Man, or if you can go to their MySpace, which is myspace.com/sci-fi band, and no hyphens, no spaces, none of that bullshit. But like I said, if you listen to our show, you know where MySpace is at, and I'll put the links in the show notes for this episode. Okay. For episode 78 of Slacker and a Man, we have a live studio audience.
Yay! Yay!
And I'm fixing
one last one before we get thrown out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. So for episode 78.
Was it 78?
Give me one second. Don't forget to call 727-709-5576.
Okay, so for episode
78
of Slacker and the Man.
I'm Slacker.
I'm the man.
And you're sleeping in the truck tonight.
Yeah, I'm getting
shotgun.
I'm getting kicked out of my hotel room.
I said shotgun.
Crude but effective.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Everyone must flee, not panic.
This is the captain. We have a little problem with our entry sequence, so we may experience some slight turbulence and then explode.
And now, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
It's a Long Coat Mafia Podcast!
You screaming up!
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this live episode, Gone Wrong. In regards to the folks from Slacker and the Man, remember, any offers, emails, websites, etc., 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 are pretty much null and void because it is a defunct podcast. If you have any questions, concerns, or what have you, please let us know in the description down below. Don't mind my placid attitude because, well, things are feeling off right now. I know today, as of this episode drop, we will be having the eclipse. I'll try to have a original episode out this Wednesday. If not, we'll try to continue some way, somehow, in regards to our road to Four State Comic Con 2024. So we'll see what happens later this week. I'll try to hopefully get in touch with Sasha the Princess of Darkness. Hopefully we'll get something, another episode with the two of us this month or what have you. That way we have more of a new episode, but things have gone haywire with her. A lot of stuff I cannot get into. That's her business if she wants to get into that type of stuff or not. I have a few feelers out in regards to there's a few people I could contact in regards to getting some interviews or have on the show. That way there's new episodes for all of you instead of these repeats and reissues and lost media stuff. But somehow my energy is fostering right again. Right now, folks. So, ladies and gentlemen, but either way, all our links are in the bio. I hope you're enjoying the stuff. If you want to let us know what you think and everything else, please do so. Our email is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We have all our social medias, again, in the description down below. If you want to support us and everything else, feel free to do so. Till next episode, remember,
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.